In this session, I'll be discussing the dynamics of empathy as practiced within nonviolent communication. As an image to help you understand what I mean by empathy, I'd like to refer to an image that was quoted in a book, Here and Now. This person who wrote the book had heard me giving an explanation of empathy in a workshop, and he incorporated it in his book. The image goes this way. I relate empathy to surfboard riding. And I say, imagine yourself getting up on a surfboard. This requires getting in touch with a certain energy. If you don't get on exactly, you can get knocked off. To me, empathy is somewhat like that. Empathy is getting in touch with a life energy that's coming through another person. Now, as I have expressed in other sessions, the life energy that's coming through people at each moment, I have learned can best be described in words by referring to what that person is feeling and needing. So the empathic connection that I am interested in sustaining is one in which I can stay connected to the life energy coming through another person. And that's what makes it like surfboard riding. It's a challenge because many people, they don't know how to directly express what's alive in them. So they use a rather choppy language. They often tell you what's alive in them with reference to what's wrong with you. When people need empathy the most, they're often expressing it in a pretty violent way. So in that sense, it's very much like surfboard riding, how to get in touch with this energy and flow with it. But the energy coming through people is for me a very beautiful, divine energy. So when I can really stay connected with it, I feel like I am riding in a very precious flow of energy. So when we empathize, we focus on what's alive in people. And I'm suggesting that when we see what's alive in people, we see a beautiful energy. There's a song written by Red Grammer that touches me very much about this. And it really speaks powerfully to me about what happens when I do empathize, how no matter what the person is saying, it allows me to see the beauty in them.
See me beautiful, look for the best in me. That's what I really am, and all I want to be. It may take some time, it may be hard to find, but see me beautiful. See me beautiful each and every day. Could you take a chance? Could you find a way to see me shining through in everything I do, and see me beautiful?
So let me outline some of the components of empathy, things that we need to learn to do to stay connected to people so we can really connect with that flow of energy that's coming through them. The most important part of empathy is the hardest. It involves our presence, our full presence to what is alive in this person at this moment. Martin Buber, the Israeli philosopher and psychotherapist, says that presence is the most powerful gift one person can give to another. A powerful gift and a precious gift. For when we give this gift to others, this gift of our presence. It is a major component of healing. It is a major component of the connection that's necessary for people to enjoy contributing to each other's well-being. But it's not an easy thing to do, to give this presence to others, because as Buber also says, it requires bringing nothing from the past into the present. It requires seeing the present moment as a newborn infant that's never been before, will never be again. So if we start to think about what the person is saying, we lose this presence. And so all of the theories that we might bring into the present moment about this person, because we might know them, that will get in the way of our staying empathically connected. Or if you have studied psychology as I did for many years at the university and were trained how to analyze people, what leads them to behave as they do, that kind of intellectual training and analysis of what goes on historically that creates present problems, that can get in the way of empathy.